Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 22nd of September, 2010. So the show today has been put together by you, because I did quite an interesting thing, opened it up to Facebook. I think I've done that once before and said, what do you want in the show today? And actually, we had some cracking suggestions this time round, ranging from stuff to do with relationships, the sort of dynamics of how women and men work together in quite negative relationships. There was also some suggestions about a couple of different books. And there was a suggestion about using hypnotic language and influential language patterns for sales and those sorts of things. So I decided to go with the more sort of hypnotic language, NLP language patterns to sell for selling stuff. So that's what we're going to be covering today. And remember, if this is something that you want to be involved in, there's one of two ways that you can influence what happens in the show, because it's your show, remember. Firstly, you can get in touch. It's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. And let me know what topic has not yet been covered in the shows that you would like to have covered in the shows. Remember too that it's not just what you can get on iTunes today. There is a whole archive of couldn't say it properly then. There's a whole archive of backdated shows from 3 years ago on peoplebuilding.mypodcast.com. You'll find all the old episodes on there. So have a look through, and if there's something that isn't covered and you have a burning desire to hear about it, then it's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Or the other alternative is that you can just let me know by jotting me a note on my Facebook wall. So for Facebook and Twitter, in order to find me on there and to support the show, you just have to go to facebook.com/hypnogem, H-Y-P-N-O-G-E-N, and the same for Twitter, is also hypnogem. So very easy to get in touch and let me know what it is that you would like to hear in the People Building Podcast. I'm just laughing to myself because whilst recording that little section there, I hit a key and ended up with Huey Lewis blasting in my ears, singing Stuck on You. Don't quite know how I managed that. So yes, today's show is going to be all about using NLP language patterns to sell and influence others. Very simple. All right, let's take a quick look then at the newsletter that went out today as well, called Hello People, which is available to all those of you who have subscribed to the newsletter. If you haven't done so, you know what to do. Just visit all the www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and click on Get the Newsletter. It's the little box on the right-hand side. Pop your details in there and we'll send out some freebie stuff to you, and we'll also get you signed up to the fortnightly newsletter. So some important stuff actually in the newsletter today. A few months back, we featured something about helping Haiti. So a friend of mine, Rob, who is he's an NLP coach, and he also does some stuff with NLPers about marketing. He had organized this event for over in Canada, and we'd featured it all in the newsletter. It was all good to go. The only thing was that there was a slight issue with a volcano, so they didn't end up getting this event done. Anyway, it's all been reorganized. And so basically, he's going to be helping coaches and consultants growing their business. And he has this event over in, I think it's in Toronto and also Montreal. So if you're in Canada, or you can get to Canada, then you should definitely look into this. It's 16th and 17th of October in Toronto, and the 23rd to the 24th in Montreal. And basically, he decided to raise as much cash as possible after the disasters in Haiti, and he basically wants to help these survivors there to rebuild their lives. So because he's also in the process of moving to Canada and he wants to sort of, you know, get himself known over there, he's also challenged himself to change the lives of as many coaches and consultants as he can in Canada. So he sort of collided the helping Haiti and the whole Canada experience together and has put together this workshop where he teaches NLPers how to create a profitable and fulfilling practice without compromising their lifestyle, which of course we like to hear. So the only thing is that he does it all for free, but you have to donate $97 to the people of Haiti. So that's how he sort of combined the two and has got that going on. If you head over to his website, it's www.practiceexplosion.com. You can get all the details there. So what else do I need to tell you about? Our article today is a natural swish pattern. You can head over to the articles page of the website to be able to see that. You don't have to get the newsletter in order to be able to see the articles. We also have news about podcast downloads. 175,931 as I am recording this now, which is on the Sunday before the Wednesday when you've started listening to it. So big old numbers there for 2010. Am I confident that we're going to do 250,000 this year? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to wait and see. However, speaking of numbers, the People Building membership numbers have doubled overnight. So we did a big old promotion the week just gone, and it went out to a friend of mine who popped it down his list so that he could introduce the 6 free CDs and the membership program to them. And it's doubled our numbers. It's amazing. So basically the way that it works is we offer 6 free CDs, and they're really decent CDs. So there's one CD has got a technique on there which is all about improving your emotional state. Another one teaches you how to resolve conflicts with other people. Another one helps you get rid of emotional events from the past. And then there's 2 hypnosis discs as well. So one of them is a full hypnosis session, and the other one is basically all about self-hypnosis and how to achieve it. So it's like an educational one. And then the 6th CD is a little bit really of what we're going to be covering in the show today. It's all about using language to influence other people and to get them into, you know, perhaps a good buying state, or to be able to persuade them in nice, elegant ways. And so basically this offer's still up and running. You can get these 6 CDs. They're completely free. You just have to pay the postage and packaging. Doesn't matter where in the world you are, the postage and packaging is still $4.99. And as a result of doing so, you get 30 days free trial of the People Building membership. In the membership, there's a whole host of other stuff. You get a pack every month with 2 more discs in. There's a mini podcast, so like a shorter version of what we're doing here. There's also a hypnosis audio, a script that's been dissected, so I tell you what I've written and why I've written it and how it all works. There's a little bit about NLP that's been dissected as well. It's called NLP Uncovered, why we use that technique, how it works, etc. And then we also do a monthly webinar. So you get to try that out for 30 days for free, and then after that, the payments start coming out automatically unless you have opted not to take the membership by not ticking the box on the sign up page. So if you haven't looked into that already, please do. It's a special offer from Gemma.com. So special offer from Gemma, Gemma with a G.com. But basically you'll hear a couple of ads about it later. So you can go and check it out there then. As usual, joke section, motivational quote and the feedback, all included in this week's newsletter. Now, I know the music's run out, so I think that we should probably just now crack on with the show. Okay, so as previously mentioned, this particular topic today came in from one of you guys out there in listener land who listens to the show and has given your suggestion via Facebook. And this suggestion actually came in from Tristan. And I'm sure we can all gather that Tristan works in some form of sales, because I'm sure he's spoken to me about using NLP in sales in the past. there's a few key things that we need to cover before we actually jump in and start talking about the techniques. And I don't think I've really talked about this before, but it's actually crucial. There needs to be some setup involved before you jump in and start using all these wonderful, persuasive, influential language patterns with people. And these are the key things that you must consider before jumping in and using those powerful techniques. First of all, you must have rapport with the person that you are communicating with. And there must also be a degree of credibility that you have in terms of, you know, what it is that you're trying to sell them. So you must be an authority on the subject, for example. You must know what you're talking about, because if you don't have those things, doesn't matter what language patterns you use. You know, you could do magic tricks on them. The bottom line is that if you don't have a connection with them and you don't know what you're talking about, then they're not going to end up being influenced by you. Now, I want you to really listen to this show today, not just from the perspective of, if I work in sales, then I can use this. But if I don't work in sales, then it's not really relevant. Actually, it's all relevant, because you are all salespeople in some form or another. You're always trying to sell an idea to someone. So even if you're not kind of on the front line, you know, out there selling cars, mobile phones, houses or stuff, actually, you're always trying to sell an idea to somebody else. You know, there've been times when you've gone to lunch with a friend and you want to persuade them to go to a certain restaurant, or you go to the cinema with your partner and there's a certain film that you want to see. And so you try to persuade them to go with you to see the one that you want to see rather than the one that they want to see. So you're using these techniques all the time anyway. So don't think of this as being irrelevant to you just because you don't work in a sales environment. This is all about persuasion and influence. So these techniques really are relevant to everybody. Okay, so other important things for you to recognize when you are using these techniques is sensory acuity and calibration. Now, what that means is you need to have your senses switched on to notice whether what you're doing is working, whether it's starting to have the desired effect. So basically, you want to see a shift almost in their facial expressions, perhaps their physiology, between them not being sure whether it's what they want to do, and then making a decision that says, yes, it is. You want to be looking out for key indicators in their expressions, in their gestures, that tell you that they're coming around to your way of thinking. And it could just be that, you know, perhaps their face starts to flush a little bit, or perhaps there's a certain way that they move their mouth. Perhaps they start to look a bit more smiley. Now, these are generalizations, but basically what you're looking for is a difference between where they were when they were disagreeable and where they are when they're agreeable. And to start noticing the difference between those two, because then what that means is in the future, when you want to start to influence them, you know exactly what to look for to see how they change, how they visually change when you look at them, as a result of you giving them the information you're giving them. So you're always going to look out for those indications in the future that let you know that you're getting it right and that you're getting them on side. So you need to have personal congruence and certainty within yourself as you are delivering these sorts of language patterns. Because if you don't, then it just doesn't work. You know, it's the old saying yes but shaking your head to say no at the same time. It doesn't work. And the reason why it doesn't work is because, as we know, actions speak louder than words. So it doesn't matter what actual words you say if your physiology is out of sync with the words that you're saying, or your tonality is slightly off key, then you won't get your point across. You won't be able to persuade them and influence them with the power that you could have done otherwise if everything had been in full flow. So you need to have that certainty when you say these things. And the thing with a lot of the NLP language patterns is most of them, technically, as far as sentence structure is concerned, they don't make sense. And, you know, I'll tell you some a little bit later, but when you hear them, you kind of go, what? That does, you know, it just doesn't make sense in English. But if you say it with enough certainty, it comes across and it works really well. Give you a sort of an example that I was discussing with one of my clients a few days back. a few months ago, I was doing some training, and during the training, I accidentally said the word sex instead of six. But I did it with such certainty and corrected myself so automatically, and I did so quickly, but I did so without making a song and dance about it that absolutely nobody noticed. And then I had to show the recordings to another group of people, and they didn't notice either. And it's only because obviously I said it that I was the one who was aware. And I was talking through a chart, and I said, okay, moving on now to section six, section six. And did it just like that. So they didn't notice the first time round when I said section six. God knows what was going on in my head at the time. But it was really interesting that just because I'd said it with such definition, I said it with such certainty that nobody noticed that I'd said it at all. Now, the second time round when I had people watching it, I thought, no, these guys are really going to pick up on it because, this is what they're here for. They're here to sort of observe what's going on in the DVD and to notice things and make suggestions for improvements and all this kind of thing. They didn't notice either. So you have to have that certainty and congruence, and then you can get away with using those sentences that we have in NLP that don't technically make sense, but work to make changes in people's way of thinking and in their unconscious mind. You need to keep your person that you're communicating with present state associated. So you don't want their mind wandering off into, well, this is what happened in the past, or this is what could happen in the future. Because when they're buying, when they're being influenced, when you're getting them to do what you want them to do, they're doing that in the now. So you must keep them present state associated. You need a light to medium trance for this to work really well. Now, that said, you don't actually need to do a kind of formal trance induction. You're not going to be saying, "So, Mr. Jones, I understand that you're interested in the Ford Focus C-Tech and you're getting very sleepy." You don't need to do any of that. But you do need to think about the way in which you're using your voice, for example. So, you might slow it down a little bit. You might, for example, pace with their breathing in order to make sure that you've got some rapport there and can gradually start to slow things down and to bring them into a nice relaxed state as you're talking to them. Because think about it, people are going to make better decisions when they're in a nice relaxed state anyway. So, as I said, it doesn't always make sense, the language patterns that we create in NLP, but they do have to be plausible. So, there has to be a degree of plausibility. And another thing you can do is to chunk up on what you're talking about in order to gain agreement on a more global scale. So, if, for example, you can't agree that Mr. Jones should have the blue Ford Focus C-Tech, you can at least chunk up and agree that he needs a new car. And once you've done so, that's when you can start then to induce that almost light trance state before you then start chunking them down to a more specific result that you want them to achieve. So if you don't want the blue Ford Focus Z-Tech, perhaps we could be looking at a Fiesta. Could be really useful for you, and I think probably about the right size for you and your family. And as you get down towards that more specific end result, then you start then taking them out of that trance experience. Some other key things for us to consider before we start looking at these advanced language patterns is something called ecology. Now, this is basically the study of consequences on the greater good, if you like. So the way that I use ecology is there are three questions that I ask. First off, is this what I'm doing, gaining this result, is it good for me? And if the answer is yes, then we tick that box. Is it good for others? And if the answer is yes, then we tick that box. And does it serve the greater good? And if the answer is yes, then we tick that box. And basically, it has to tick all three of those boxes in order for it to work effectively. If it doesn't tick all three of those boxes, chances are that some way down the road, it's going to all go a little bit wrong. So in some way it will become sabotaged. So you always want to have it working for yourself, for others, and for the greater good in order for it to be a really well-formed outcome. Also, it's important to talk about manipulation, because this is a word that unfortunately crops up a lot in NLP, particularly when we're looking at using it to persuade and influence other people. And the thing that I would say is this. If you are trying to get someone to do something that is good for you, but isn't good for them, that's when it's manipulation, and that's not a good way to use NLP. But as we discussed with ecology there, if that's what you're doing, then ultimately it's not going to work anyway, because it doesn't fit in with the greater good, and it doesn't fit in with them. Might work for you, but isn't good for them, so ultimately no good is going to come from using it in that way. If, however, you're using NLP to persuade other people to do something that is good for them and good for you, then that's persuasion and not manipulation, in which case that one slots into all three areas of our ecology and it will work out fine and dandy. So just wanted to add that in. So what I'm going to share with you today is utilizing advanced presuppositions. Now, a presupposition is basically something that you presuppose. The purpose of doing this is to learn how to kind of loosen up the client's way of thinking. So it's not necessarily to solve a problem or an objection that they give you, but you may anyway. But basically what you're going to do is to undercut the original objection that they've given you, their original presupposition. I'll talk you through the process of how to do it, and then I'll give you an example of it being used in action. So the process is this. Basically, you identify the most basic presupposition in what they've said. So the underlying thing that they're presupposing in their objection. Then you determine which of the presuppositions in what they've said is going to have the greatest effect on resolving their problem. So they might give you two or three things that they've presupposed in what they've said, such as, I've heard bad things about Ford Focuses in the past. My cousin's one always broke down, and I'm not sure that this is the right engine size for my wife to be driving this kind of a car. She's had quite a few speeding tickets in the past. So we can presuppose from what Mr. Jones has said there that he has some issues with the size of the engine and his wife driving at speed. And he also has some issues with the reliability of the vehicle. So there's two things presupposed there. One is that he thinks Ford Focuses are unreliable, and the other thing is that he thinks that they move at they can be too quick. People can drive them too fast. So we'd have to determine which of those two things that we can presuppose from what he said are going to have the greatest effect on changing his mind. So if we could resolve the issue of them being unreliable, maybe that would change his mind. Or if we could resolve the issue of the car being too fast for his wife to drive, maybe that would resolve the issue. So that's what I mean by having to make a choice about which of the presupposed things that have been said are going to have the greatest effect on the problem. Then you will structure your response as a question. You'll presuppose a solution in the question that you ask by doing a mind read. So basically guessing what solution will work for them and asking a question that presupposes it. Then you bring the presupposition into consciousness, so into their conscious mind, by restating the problem and ask the question that you've devised. Okay, so it's a very simple process, just five steps to it. Step one, identify the most basic presuppositions that have been made. Number two, decide which one will have the best effect on the problem. Number three, you're going to structure a response as a question and presuppose a solution in your question by guessing, doing a mind read on what solution will work and asking the question that presupposes it. Number four, you're going to bring the presupposition back into their conscious mind by restating the problem that they told you, and then you'll ask the question that you've devised. So, for example, I'm always tired when I go to bed, but I can't get to sleep. So the process part in response would be to ask the question about how the result will be experienced, then associate to the problem, disassociate the problem, associate the resources, and associate the resources to the problem. This is how the response would sound. How can you use the extra time awake to tire yourself so that later when you relax in bed, you find yourself falling asleep? Okay, very nice, elegant question. How can you use the extra time awake to tire yourself so that later when you relax in bed, you find yourself falling asleep? So if we look through the associate and disassociate sequence there, first of all, we said associate to the problem. So how can you use the extra time awake? Because that's the problem, that they're awake for extra time. Disassociate the problem. So tire yourself and then associate the resources so that later on when you relax in bed, so relaxation is a resource, and then associate the resources to the problem, relax in bed to find yourself falling asleep. Okay, let's do that again. But we'll use it with the example that Mr. Jones gave us when he objected to buying his Ford Focus. So Mr. Jones's objections were with regards to the engine size and his wife getting caught speeding. But the first thing he'd said was that Ford Focuses are unreliable. So if we have a look at the things that we can presuppose, we know that the two most basic presuppositions that are there are to do with the unreliability and the size of the engine, and the fear of his wife getting caught speeding. So if we determine which ones have the greatest effect on the problem, I'm just guessing, but I would go with the reliability issue, because I'm sure that they could, you know, encourage his wife to drive at sensible speeds. Maybe there's cruise control on the car, something like that, so you could overcome that issue. But if there's reliability problems with the car, then, you know, that's going to be a real no-go. So then we structure the response as a question, presuppose a solution in the question by doing a mind read on what solution will work and asking a question that presupposes it. So we would restate the issue back to him, and remember our response is going to go through the process of associate the problem, disassociate the problem, associate resources, and associate resources to the problem. So the response I've put together sounds like this. So you've heard about the reliability issue we've had with the much earlier models that have been withdrawn now. Did you also know that these have now been fully resolved with the use of this new gazimbo we've installed in the engine management system? Okay, so let's break it down. We associated to the problem by saying, so you've heard about the reliability issues we had. Then we disassociate the problem by saying it was with much earlier models that have been withdrawn now. Then we associate resources by saying, did you also know that these issues have been fully resolved with the use of this new gazimbo? And then we associate resources to the problem. We've installed them in the engine management system of this model. Okay. And then you would maybe do something like show it to him and say, open up the bonnet. Here's the little device. Do you see it just there? So once again, so you've heard about the reliability issues we had with the much earlier models that have been withdrawn now. Did you also know that these have been fully resolved with the use of this new gazimbo we've installed in the engine management system? So then we have brought it into his presupposition, into his consciousness when we restated the problem, and we've asked the question. So there you go, a nice slick little technique for you to use in order to change people's perspectives when you're selling stuff to them, and to get them to latch onto the resources, the positive benefits of doing what it is that you want them to do. Now, here's just a couple of Gemma-flavoured tips, if you like, that I use sometimes. Because obviously, when clients come to see me for therapy, it's not just about me providing the therapy. It's about me selling the idea of them doing therapy with me in the beginning. So here's a couple of things that I use. In fact, this first one isn't one that I've used, but it's one that I've heard of and I think in some circumstances could be really slick. You know, you could use this in a really nice way. So if you meet some resistance from someone, you've given them all of the key benefits and all of the features that you think would sell the idea, would sell them the gadget, the gizmo, whatever it might be, or the gizimbo as it may be. And you say to them, are you ready to buy? And they say no. Or do you want to do this? They say no. Shall we go together? And they say no. Then a good question you can ask is, okay, so on a scale of 0 up to 10, whereabouts are you on wanting to do this? And if they said maybe, oh yeah, maybe about an 8, but I'm not at a 10 yet. Then you ask them, what would have to happen to get you to a 9? So you go just up one notch first. I nearly said a 10, but you just go up one level first. So you just take them up to a 9 first of all. And if they say, well, I'm just not sure if, and they tell you what the issue is, then you resolve that issue. You give them the solution to that problem. Then you say to them, okay, so now you're at a 9, what would have to happen for you to be a 10? And basically all you're doing is whittling down any challenges, any problems that they have, any obstacles that are in the way, and you keep addressing them until they're 10 and 100% sure that they want to do it. So I haven't used that one myself, but I think it could be useful for you. The ones that I use are, is there anything you need to ask me that I haven't yet told you? If they say yes, then that's another way of addressing any issues or overcoming any obstacles. If they say no, there's nothing I need to ask, then I say, right, you have a couple of options now. We can get started today, or we can put a date in the diary for us to do this thing together. And if they say, I need to go off and think about it, then I say, what specifically do you need to think about? Then meet that obstruction, resolve that issue, and ask them the question again. Do you want to do something today, or do you want to go off and think about it? If they say they want to book it, make a date, make the arrangement, do the thing, whatever, then that's great. But if they say, no, I still need to think about it, then you ask again, what specifically do you need to think about? So that you're always drilling down to find out what the real obstruction is. Meet that obstruction, overcome it, resolve it, so that you can do the thing that you want to be doing with them. So there we go. That was utilizing advanced presuppositions with some extra tips from me there. Have fun with that and let me know how you get on, because I'm really interested to see how you put this into practice in the real world. So it's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them. How to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A mini podcast on CD with content that is not shared in this regular show. NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. Plus, you will be invited each month to the People Building Members webinar hosted by me, where we can interact with each other in our online NLP and hypnotherapy practice group. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okay, I'm going to share with you now one of the hypnosis scripts from off of the People Building website. So all of the scripts on the website are able, you're able to download as PDFs, and that will give you the paper copy of the script, the actual written text for you to use on a one-to-one basis with your clients. Or you can look at the counterpart, which is the audio version, which includes a full hypnosis induction and deepener with the backing track, so the nice twinkly music in the background, and then the content of those said text scripts recorded by myself as a hypnosis audio, available for you to download from the People Boarding website or directly from iTunes. So the script that I'm sharing with you today is Football Metaphor for Phobias. And it says, so this is a nice generic one for any kind of phobia, but it works all around the sorts of innuendos, if you like, are all to do with football. Now, I know that you've been dribbling around with the idea of overcoming your phobia, but until now, you haven't had the confidence to strike it out completely. It is important to always move forward in life, to advance and progress, even if you feel you're a long way back from where you want to be. You have to take control, take the ball by the horns, and maneuver your way towards your goal. Only you can make you the winner, with your determination and passion to succeed. And if you do not push yourself, assert yourself, and overcome your fear, even when you are being pushed to the line, then you'll be giving away control. Here there is a conflict, a match of wills, with only one winner. And in order to win, you must tackle your way through, even if you're anxious. Even when you get to pass the opportunity, keep tackling it and advancing toward the goal. You will always be safe. You can always keep it calm. You are always the one in control, because this is your match, your own to be won, and at any time there is any foul play from that old phobia, you can be the referee. You can keep it in check, show it the red card, and when it's pushing its luck, and when you're ready, when you see that it serves no purpose, only as an obstacle that makes you work harder, draining you of your energy and challenging you. When you're ready, send it off. There we go. So that is the football metaphor for phobias. So obviously particularly suitable for anyone who enjoys or has an interest in football, but also has a phobia that they would like to overcome. Quite a niche script, I'd say. So remember, you can get those from the People Boarding website directly, or you can download the audio versions also from iTunes. So time now to get some feedback from you people out there in listener land. Let's find out what you've been saying about the People Boarding podcast. Before we do, we'll take another quick break.
If you enjoy the People Boarding podcast, you will simply love our Hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Boarding website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis Audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development, and Weight Loss. Each Hypnosis audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People Boarding podcast. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice, and if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis scripts and audios page.
So if you'd like to contact People Boarding, the way to do so is to send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Many, many, many of you have already, to let me know what you think of the show. And this is what you said. Hi Gemma, I'm Sue from France. I just discovered your podcast a few days ago. I've been through all 24 of them already. I tried to subscribe to your newsletter straight away but didn't get anything. Laugh out loud. Keep up the good work, and I'm sure I will be in contact again. By the way, did I hear you right? You will be on the Richard Bandler seminar in April. If so, I look forward to meeting you. From Sue, who's an NLP practitioner since October and has also signed up to the video podcast. So I should just say, when you sign up to the newsletter, you will receive some contact from us with your free stuff straight away, but you won't get the newsletter until the Wednesday that it's due to go out anyway. And to sign up for the video podcast, you can obviously watch it in iTunes these days. You can watch it on YouTube these days. In fact, you can even watch it on the podcast page of the website. But in order to get the special offer that goes out with the video podcast, you have to be subscribed and receiving it to your inbox. The only way to subscribe is by sending an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk and I will sign you up, because it's a very special little group. And there's only a few hundred people in that group. I think maybe about 300-400 people who are signed up to the video podcast. So it's a nice little community, our video podcast. So if you want to sign up, then you have to send an email to me to ask. This one from Carol said, I would have loved to have read the rest of the rapid induction article, but the link took me somewhere else. Would it be possible to point me in the right direction, please? I just love your stuff. You're so generous and open with your knowledge. Thank you, from Carol. You're very welcome, Carol. So all of the articles are on the People Building website, on the articles pages, and they're sort of sectioned off into coaching articles, NLP articles, hypnotherapy articles. And I think when you've read one, there's even the option to read others like this. So it sort of, you know, gives you all the ones along the same kind of lines, the same keywords and those sorts of things, all sorts of stuff you can do. So you go read them, rate them, and send them on to other people if you think they're any good. There's this whole sharing stuff going on in people building now, where you can kind of tweet the article and you can post it on your Facebook and all other sorts of wonderful public sharing and social media type ways of distributing the work that's out there. So do take a look. This one came in from someone who is nameless, who said, Hi Gemma, absolutely love your podcast and newsletter. I'm interested in NLP practitioner training but live in the US and cannot attend your class in person. Is it possible to do your classes online to complete the certification, or will you have that option sometime in the future? So nameless, what I can tell you is that we do a home study kit, but it's not a certifiable one. So you don't receive a certificate until you actually physically come on the training, because I like to see you in action before I go dishing out people building certificates willy-nilly. And that's just me being fussy. I know that there are online training, you know, there are ways to do it over the net. There's home study stuff you can do and you can get the full qualification. But my personal view on NLP is that it's not so much about knowing what you know, it's about using what you know. And I like to see you using it before you get certificates. This one, short and sweet, from Mark, said, loving your work, by the way, which is very nice of you. Thank you, Mark. So if you want to send in your feedback, and please do, about the podcast, because it's a lonely show otherwise. I sit here on the sofa in my pyjamas, you know, having not bothered to shower or brush my teeth yet. I'm only joking, of course. Sometimes it does feel like it's just me talking to myself. So I love it when you interact. I love it when you pop up on Facebook, when you tweet me on Twitter, and when you send in an email to me, especially, because I really tend to focus on the emails. I sort of rank them with the highest importance above and beyond anything else. So if you can send in an email to just say what you like about the show, what you'd like to hear in the show, then it's very much appreciated. So the email is gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Now, we'll take one more break. When we come back, it will be time for you to comfortably relax.
Peoplebuilding.co.uk provide NLP and hypnotherapy training courses throughout Southeast England in the United Kingdom. For more information about their courses, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Okay, so we have now reached that point in the show where it's time for you to comfortably relax and not listen to this particular section of the show if you're currently driving or operating any machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. So allow your body to become comfortably heavy and relaxed. And just as soon as you're ready, you can close your eyes and allow your mind to drift and dream. And notice how your thoughts are beginning to comfortably relax, comfortably calm, just listening to the sound of my voice. And as you are listening, you are learning. And as you are learning, your mind is becoming open to the many easy and naturally talented ways in which you are able to communicate. Your confidence in your ability to persuade and influence others is always increasing. Every time you successfully practice those skills, you're learning more about how to influence the responses of others. Using intelligent, thoughtful ways to represent your true thoughts and allowing others the opportunity to experience all of the things that you have to offer, your ideas, your resources. You're becoming much better at introducing these skills and abilities to others. And the more you practice this, the more confident you become. Presupposing just what it is that others need to hear in order to open their mind to the amazing potential and possibilities that life has to offer them. Knowing that you too can associate and understand their perspective. And you can offer them new perspectives with the resources that you have in your mind, helping them to overcome their challenges, to be more mindful of everything that life has to offer. Clearly, easily, confidently, and with certainty, projecting your voice, your ideas, and all the while you're remaining calm and at ease inside your mind inside your body. Knowing that you are speaking to people and making good connections with them. And as you are speaking to them with those good connections, you are also serving them. You are serving them, enabling them to have the best possible experiences. Not to meet your own ends, but in a way that works for the both of you. Creating an exchange that you can both be happy with. You can both be comfortable with the decisions that you make. Knowing that your communication is enlightening for them. That you influence them to see new and better ways of being. All via that wonderfully good connection that you create. Just with your words, with your thoughts and ideas, and with the sound of your voice. You are a master of communication. You have been doing it for years. And that's why you communicate so easily now. No matter what you are saying, you are clear and confident and certain as you're introducing others into new ways of thinking and being. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in the unconscious part of your mind and will begin to take a greater and more lasting impact every day in every way, and even now as I count from 5 up to 1. And then when I reach 1, you'll be fully and completely awake and alert, and ready to continue with your day with a refreshed energy. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2 and 1, with eyes open now and wide awake, bright and breezy and alert. So thanks guys for tuning in to the People Building Podcast once again. I'll be speaking to you in 2 weeks' time on Wednesday the 6th of October. So between now and then, make sure you get in touch. Let me know what you love about the show and let me know what you'd like to hear next. I look forward to speaking to you then. Take care. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them. How to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A mini podcast on CD with content that is not shared in this regular show. NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. Plus, you will be invited each month to the People Building Members webinar hosted by me, where we can interact with each other in our online NLP and hypnotherapy practice group. to claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
From me.
Me.
And Talking Coal.
And Talking Coal.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.